Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue a week focused on overcoming and just begin with a recognition of a day that was proclaimed that would live in infamy. Not so sure that it's remembered all that much anymore. But the attack on Pearl Harbor and the entry of the United States into World War II. I'm always thankful for those that defend freedom, that defend the nation that I live in. But I'm also, and even more so, thankful for those that defend and serve the kingdom that I'm a part of, and that's God's kingdom. And we do that as we overcome the things of this life, the hardships, the struggles, the despair. And today we're going to talk specifically about overcoming through deliberate praise. And this can be tough. Praise is kind of the last thing on our mind many times when things are hard, when things are difficult, when disaster strikes. And yet, David writes multiple times, actually. I used what looks like this verse on Sunday to lead off the prayer guide, but it was actually just an earlier verse in the same chapter. Something that God felt needed repeated. But Psalm 43, verse 5, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed in me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." So many times we think it will return to God when things get better. In the midst of disaster, in the midst of discouragement, in the midst of despair, we not only find ourselves feeling alone, we isolate ourselves to the point that perhaps we are more alone than we thought, but not nearly as alone as we could be. And I believe it's in the midst of those times of discouragement, of despair, of being downcast in spirit, that God calls us to choose to praise Him. I think it's similar to developing a lifestyle of prayer, developing a lifestyle, a habit, a pattern of praise and worship. It helps us to be ready, so that it's naturally a part of who we are. We simply continue because that's what we do. When times are good, we praise God. When times are bad, we praise God. And perhaps the motivation, perhaps the specifics change, but the one that we offer the praise to doesn't. And maybe it would help if we, in our good times, begin to change the focus of our praise. So many times it seems that we focus the praise of God within our good times on His goodness, on His blessings, on all that He's provided. And one of the difficulties, and when all of that is gone, when the troubles of this world hit us, we've run out of things that we normally praise God for. But even in the good times, if we would learn to praise God for His presence, we would learn to praise God for His faithfulness. We would learn to praise God for His grace, for His mercy, for His understanding. You see, those all exist when things go well in our life, just as, well, they all exist when things don't go well in our life. And when we begin to develop a pattern of praising God, not for what He's given us in stuff, but for what He's given us in Himself. And even in the midst of our greatest discouragement, we can lift our eyes and know that our praise has reason to continue. One of the things that studies have shown over time is that one of the ways to help a person feel better is to get them to help someone else. Now, I realize there are a lot of things that go on mentally, neurologically, psychologically, that this isn't 100%. There are things that happen in our minds that need more professional help, more medical help, more than just a simple reminder of who they are. But overall, for many of us, that we just deal with seasonal discouragement. We deal with a bad day. Simply choosing to help someone brings us up. And I think the same is true, only amplified, when we not only choose to help someone, we choose to praise God. I think of Paul and Silas singing and praising God in prison, in chains. And I have to believe if they can figure out there's things to praise God for in the midst of that situation, I've not been there. Not literally, not physically. But so many times we live life in the midst of our prisons, in the midst of our chains, and instead of choosing to deliberately praise God, we sing the songs of woe. And we fall into a deeper trap of self-pity, of a spiraling downward discouragement that seems to never hit bottom. And so today, as we consider what it looks like to live a life that overcomes, as I watch and read history, I think of all that it was put into serving. And my mind still has a very difficult time grasping war. The lining up and killing of one another. And I suspect it's because I've not felt my way of life threatened in the way that generations before have. But there's a saying that has come out of numerous wars, that there are no atheists in the foxholes. That in the midst of some of their worst times, there's a recognition of a need for God. And I believe if we put that into practice in our life, that when we're in whatever battles we face, we see our need for God and we turn and praise Him. As we pray today, I would encourage you to consider asking God to help you examine how you praise Him when times are good. It's not that the things that you normally might praise Him for need to be stopped, need to be changed, but perhaps they need to be added to. So that you're not just praising Him for the blessings and the good things and what you like, but you're praising Him for Him. And that primary gift of Jesus. And as you spend time letting God see how you praise Him now, ask Him to help you to grow in a life of praise that lifts you when things are tough. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love is such that You're always there. We have so much to praise You for, and so many times I confess we only think about that when things are the way we want them to be. And we do praise You for Your goodness, for Your provision, for Your blessings. We praise You for Jesus, for saving us, for washing us from our sins. But God, help us to learn to not only praise You for the stuff that we like, but to praise You for the stuff we don't even think about. For Your presence, for Your faithfulness, for Your love, for Your enduring mercy, for Your willingness to call us to Yourself, for Your just being that ever-present help in time of need. Father, when we find ourselves in the midst of the struggles of life, may we praise You that we're not walking through those struggles alone. That we can believe the psalmist when he says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, You are with me." God, help us today to lift up our voices, our lives, in praise of You. May our deliberate choice of praise be such that it helps others see Jesus. May they recognize our ability to praise You even when things aren't going well. May that consistency of praise, whether things are good or not, help others to know that there's something to our relationship with You. Something that helps us to overcome. Something that would help them to overcome. And so God, today, as we live this life that overcomes, may we live it in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.